On a steamy August afternoon in a remote Georgia town, a rusted Ford station wagon fishtails up a long gravel drive, taking a mail carrier a mile off his scheduled route. The car stops in a cloud of dust before a farmhouse nestled high on a hill. The driver surveys the scene. A large white house is surrounded by weathered farm equipment. To the right of the house, a bountiful garden is eclipsed by an old yellow dump truck, the bed of which overflows with busted pallets, worn-out garden tools, and shards of twisted metal. High above, five remarkably huge buzzards dive in a hypnotic Cirque du Soleil dance that captures the driver's attention as he exits the car. With a watchful eye on the sky, he retrieves a package from the rear, closes the door, and wipes his brow. As he turns, four massive white dogs, born only with the instinct to viciously repel intruders, charge and announce his arrival with ferocious barking. Agitated that I must stop working, I rush over to greet him, momentarily forgetting that my face is dripping with sweat and splattered with fresh blood. The mailman opens his mouth to find that a parched, dry throat holds his words hostage. Shifting his weight nervously, he eyes the dogs, whose mouths, he now observes, are also covered with blood. Without uttering a word, I sign his delivery receipt with my blood-stained right hand as he stares at the razor-sharp knife held firmly in my left. He looks away and pretends not to notice the fragments of viscera that cling to my shirt. Surrounded by snarling dogs and a pungent smell, the mailman realizes he's come at a very bad time. It's Wednesday, and I am killing chickens today. Sometimes I wonder how on earth I got to this point in my life. 4 years ago, I collected frequent flyer miles, donned business suits, lived in lavish hotels, negotiated multi-million-dollar deals, and knew not the first thing about farming. Now, 4 very long years later, I can't seem to recall that time. Before farming, my life had a comfortable predictability to it. I had been flying high on a trajectory of success since entering the corporate world at the age of 18. Although golf was my first passion, and I dreamed of becoming a professional golfer, life had another plan. During my first year of college, I was lured into a minimum wage warehouse job. I quit school, and without looking back, I eagerly joined the rat race and sprinted unabated for the next 25 years. Along the way, I rose to president of a division of a Fortune 500 company before starting my own business, a company that grew so rapidly that Inc. magazine recognized it as one of America's fastest-growing businesses. Then, for no apparent reason, but for many profound ones, I left it all behind. I quit that life, traded it in, and put everything on the line, all to become a farmer. The change was quite spontaneous, something uneventful at the time in my mind, yet something of a shock to anyone who knew me, especially since I didn't grow up on a farm. True, I had lived in the country for a time as a child, but never on a farm. Indeed, for the first 45 years of my life, farms were nothing more than abstractions to me, something innately comprehensible, yet completely foreign at the same time. They were expansive background areas I took little notice of while driving through the countryside as I inhaled fast food, surfed channels on the satellite radio, or, embarrassingly, read emails on my BlackBerry. Occasionally, I would observe livestock lingering on farms, teasing me with a sense of connection to cows that was akin to my relationship with clouds. Something I could see, so it must be real, but something I had never touched, so maybe it wasn't. Other farms showcased a single crop, as far as I could tell, but if the crop wasn't corn, it was alien to me. It could have been tobacco just as easily as collards. Beyond this fast-moving glimpse, I had no concept of their world, whoever these farmers were, and suspect they had no interest in mine. I bought food from a store, not from a farmer, and most of what I saw while whizzing down the road bore no resemblance to the food I saw in the store.